BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, we are pleased to present as our musical guest, Hey Mavis.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, I have never been more upset with my family than I am right now. It all started innocently. Yesterday, my parents announced that they are selling their home in upstate New York and moving to Florida. Everyone in the family thinks this is a good idea. Since I am living with my parents, naturally, I assumed that I would be moving with them. Well, Granny Ada, without batting an eye, my father said I could buy their house or he would help me find an apartment. My world as I know it is tumbling in around me. I have been a devoted son for all of these 52 years. I don't ask for much, just food on the table when I get home from work and cable TV. I've never given them any trouble, and I go to bed by 9:30, even on weekends. I even sort my clothes from the whites to colors, just to make it easier for Mom to do laundry. Why are my parents doing this to me? I just want things to remain as they are and live with them in Florida. Signed, Forced Eviction of a Devoted Son.
Dear Evicted, how delightful. A 52-year-old baby getting his marching orders for the first time. Boo-hoo for you. Your parents have enabled you for over 30 years. I don't know if you pay rent or cable, but you certainly are getting catering and housekeeping services. Your parents are close to their twilight years, and it took them long enough to have finally come to their senses. Asking you to buy their home or to help you find a place means they love and want the best for you. Time to fly the coop, sonny. There's a whole new life out there for you to discover. Thank you for writing, dear, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming to read for the new exciting TV pilot made for DUM called Sexy Fierce, The Man on a Mission. We have to fill the role of the leading character, Burrell, who is Sexy Fierce.
Man on a Mission.
So, since our time is limited, we will ask you to read a line from the pilot with our actress, Judy. So, is this it?
Well, our advertising budget is limited.
To what? These guys look like they came from out of the shelter.
We're down to a $1.40.
Well, okay, gents. Here's a script, one for each. You're holding the script upside down.
Do you know how to read?
I can improvise, man.
Okay, here's a coupon for a free load at Larry's Laundromat on 3rd and Vine. You're dismissed.
Door is in the back on the left. No, your other left. Thank you.
Okay, we're down to 3.
No, down to 2. Sir, this is a studio, not a bathroom. Take your business outside. Ugh, Cindy, some Lysol and rags.
Okay, well, you two can read, right?
Sure.
Okay, here's the scene. Girlfriend Judy finds a dead body under the sink behind the trash can. Burrell, sexy fierce.
Man on a mission.
Is eating a chocolate chip cookie. He's unemployed by day and a double agent who's sexy fierce.
A man on a mission.
By night. Got it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You, man with the wife beater shirt. Your name?
Sid.
Your last name, Sid?
I don't know. Just go by Smith.
Okay. Sid Smith.
Got it? Good. Now, Marge, you and I will take notes, you in the pink notebook, and I'll write in the blue one. 1. Reading Burrell, sexy fierce, with Sid.
Man on a mission.
Take 1.
Well, that's strange. The trash can is sticking out from the cassinette.
Cabinet. Cabinet!
Oh, right. Cabinet. Well, that's strange. The trash can is sticking out from the cabinet. I'm trying to close the cabinet. Nope, not working. I guess I'll have to remove the trash can. A dead body. So he's the one stinking up the kitchen. I thought it was the garbage.
That's your line, Sid.
You have a line, Sid. Put down the cookie.
That's his 4th one.
Sorry. Yeah. It is Boris the Butcher. Looks like he's been dead for 3.5 hours, give or take a second.
Oh, Borel, you're so sexy.
What did you say? I can't hear you. Were you talking?
Uh-huh.
You still have a cookie in your mouth.
Do-over?
No. Thank you. We have your number.
Can I take another?
Get out. I can't believe the nerve.
Here's some water.
You, tattoo man.
Yeah.
Your turn, fella.
Your name?
Burrell. Sexy fierce.
No, your real name.
That is my real name, beautiful.
Oh.
Okay. Cute gag.
This is no gag, sir. I am Burrell, sexy fierce, man on a mission. It is an honor to finally meet the man who created my persona.
What?
When you put pen to paper, I came into existence. You are my creator.
But you don't look at all like Burrell, sexy fierce.
Man on a mission.
You're short, overweight, and bald.
That is what you see. In reality, I am tall, muscular, and have thick raven hair.
No, like my boss said, you're a tiny, fat, bald dude.
Whatever. Try me out, my friends. No one but I can be Burrell, sexy, fierce man on a mission. So, what do you say? Shall we get that Boris guy out from the trash?
And now, for the award for Best New Show of the Year, DUM Network's Burrell, sexy, fierce man on a mission.
Thank you so much. I'd like to thank my mother, father, nephews, nieces, and my dog Avery for staying up with me every night while I was writing the show. My stylist Wiggins making me look good every day.
Well, you did it, Burrell.
No, beautiful. We did it. It was destiny.
Oh, Burrell, you're so sexy fierce.
I'm the man with the mission.
Ooh.
Hi, I'm Bree Harvey. Today's musical guests are Lori Marie Kaner and her husband Eddie Kaner from the amazing country band called Hey Mavis. Their band is from Ohio, and I had the pleasure of seeing them perform in Ithaca, New York. We had a great interview, and now you get the honor of not only hearing their music, but also you will get a little insight of how each song was inspired. We just let in with the beginning of the song called Honey Man, from the same titled album. Lori explained to me that many people think that Honey Man sounds like a sensual title, but in actuality it has, pardon the pun, a sweeter, more innocent story behind it. Lori's brother is a beekeeper, and his wife put away a little something every month and put the extra cash in the honey pot. So when his sister Lori and her husband Eddie began their band, Hey Mavis, he gave some of that money from the pot to start the band. So, hence, he is the honey man in more ways than one. Let's listen to this wonderful song.
Baby likes it sweet nearly every day. My baby likes it sticky in every way. So I'm in deep, yes, I'm in way over my head. You know I owe my soul to that honey the best way. I got to avoid the honeymoon when I'm working my day. He take my house, you know, he take my baby child to satisfy my debt for that honey.
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.